was born in 1783 in Caracas, Venezuela, to sixth-generation Spanish-Americans. Even on the streets of North America, there is little question of what he became.
He was a freedom fighter, anyway.
Libertador.
Hero.
Simón Bolívar led troops to victory in 100 battles. His nickname is the Liberator, for freeing six South American countries from Spanish rule. His sword is presented to heads of state, as Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez did in April to Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. But some think Simón Bolívar's death was never fully explained. His parents died of tuberculosis. So when Bolívar developed a chronic cough, fever, and weight loss, the same bacterial infection was suspected. He weighed barely 22 kilograms when he passed. Tuberculosis was listed as the cause of death.
The gelatinous fluid covering the surface of the brain.
But now, almost two centuries later, modern medicine is discovering a new possibility. This group of doctors meets annually to challenge medical autopsies of famous historical figures. In the past, the doctors studied Florence Nightingale, Joan of Arc, Claudius. First, they get the facts.
The patient ate frugally and avoided spirits and tobacco.
Then they hear the patient's condition. Dr. Paul Allwater is the director of infectious diseases at the prestigious Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
He had terrible headaches, the skin darkening, the weight loss, the weakness, the gastrointestinal complaints, the arthritis.
Dr. Allwater says that range of symptoms is not typical of tuberculosis. So for the past year, he reviewed something no historian ever had. Bolivar's medical records, dating back 10 years before his death in 1830. He investigated a variety of other causes and came to his own conclusion.
People develop chronic health problems because of chronic ingestion of arsenic.
Yes, arsenic, but not poisoning by political enemies, as in an assassination. Instead, Dr. Allwater thinks that Bolivar slowly poisoned himself, unintentionally.
Political leaders of their day may have had VIP medicine. The best treatment available was arsenic. So that was what people reached for when they had unexplained health problems.
Arsenic was their aspirin, their common painkiller. Also, Bolivar traveled and battled extensively in Peru and other mountainous areas where arsenic is a common mineral found in groundwater.
Look at some of the old autopsies.
Dr. Allwater thinks he consumed it, too, simply by drinking the water. Dr. John Dove is a retired spinal surgeon and a Bolivar scholar. He says if doctors had then treated the poisoning, Bolivar might have lived longer.
If he'd been able to come back and to gather around him some powerful, like thinking nation builders, they might have been able to create his ideal of having one Spanish-speaking South American country.
Would have been a different world down there.
It would have been a different world.
Thank you.
Medical professionals using modern eyes to peer back into history, viewing Simón Bolívar as if he were their patient today, and seeking to change the final line on the life story of El Libertador. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.